I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The timeline to find Grambling State University's next president has been extended. University of Louisiana System President Sandra Woodley says the original goal was to name a new president in October, but the timeline will be extended into the spring. Woodley says that the search committee decided to seek a search firm with experience working with historically black colleges and universities. As a result, she says it will take a few more months to get final approval of the firm. Thus, the new proposed timeline will include an October committee meeting, a February preferred application date, semifinalist interviews in March, and finalist interviews and selection in April. While the board searches for a permanent president, it appointed Cynthia Warrick as interim president to replace Frank Pogue, who retired in June. State lawmakers have gotten their first glimpse of next year's budget gap that they'll have to close, and it's another hefty shortfall of $1.2 billion. The grim news was delivered Thursday to the Joint Legislative Budget Committee. It barely raised any eyebrows at the committee hearing after more than 6 years of such disappointing financial forecast. The number provided by Governor Bobby Jindal's administration involves replacing all the patchwork financing that was used to balance this year's budget and disappears next year, while also accounting for inflation. Jindal and lawmakers will decide in the 2015 legislative session how to address the shortfall. Barry Ducey, director of the Governor's Office of Planning and Budget, says the administration already is working on ways to close the gap. A recent study of the housing market in Louisiana finds nearly 45% of renters are rent-stressed. Rent stress is defined as paying more than 35% of your monthly income in rent. LSU economist Jim Richardson says in 2000, the number was around 29%.
Increase of 15 percentage points, or almost a 50% increase.
The national average of rent-stressed renters is around 43%. The percentage of rent-stressed Louisianans has grown by nearly 15 percentage points since 2000. Richardson says the stress comes in when you have limited resources left over to provide other necessities,
such as to feed your family, to buy clothes for them, to pay your way to go to work, or to have any type of insurance or anything like that. You're very limited from that angle, yes.
The report did not look at household incomes of rent-stressed people. Richardson says now that they have this data, the next step is to determine why this number has risen so high. U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu is under scrutiny for billing private chartered planes to her Senate office when she used the flights to attend campaign fundraisers. The Democratic senator spent $3,200 in taxpayer money for a flight from New Orleans to Lake Charles for a November fundraiser, though federal law doesn't allow such payments. Landrieu's campaign blamed a billing mix-up from the charter company, and the Senate refunded the money. Now Landrieu is reimbursing a $5,700 Dallas flight charged to her office in September. The senator's office says Landrieu was traveling on a connecting flight when a fundraiser was added to her schedule. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies today with a high in the low 90s.